In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The story is told of a farmer who woke up one morning and decided that he would like to have ham and eggs for breakfast. He went outside to the barn and he found his best laying hen, rounded up in a prime tender hog, and said to them, "Y'all, I've got a taste for ham and eggs this morning. How about it?" The hen responded immediately by delivering two fine grade A extra large eggs. But the hog hesitated. The hen turned to the hog and said, "What's your problem? This farmer feeds us and protects us and gives us everything that we need. The least we could do is give him some ham and eggs for breakfast." "That's easy for you to say," said the hog. "All he wants from you is a contribution. From me, he wants a real commitment." Today's gospel teaches us the difference between a contribution and a commitment. It is a story that comforts us in our affliction when we feel we have very little to offer. It is a story that afflicts us in our comfort when we are willing to give everything but ourselves. It is a story that calls us constantly to real commitment and invites us to participate in the power that can change the world. It's often called the story of the widow's mite, M-I-T-E, but it is truly the story of the widow's might, M-I-G-H-T. For in the widow, weak, helpless, disenfranchised, with no job and no money and no family, no support, no welfare, no hope, proves herself to be mighty. Mighty enough to turn the heads and perhaps even the hearts of all those in the temple courtyard. Jesus has been debating his opponents throughout this 12th chapter of Mark's gospel. He has systematically disarmed representatives from each faction of first century Jerusalem, from the politics of those days. Finally, no one dares ask him any more questions. Jesus has been all this time in the temple courtyard, and now he sits down alongside one of the inner walls. Perhaps he was resting. Perhaps he was praying. Perhaps he was reflecting on why people still sought to find God, even as God sat in their very midst. Across from him stood the temple treasury, the metal trumpet-shaped boxes into which temple taxes and offerings were dropped. These funds were used to purchase animals, grain, and oil for the ritual sacrifices of the temple priests, sacrifices that were made on behalf of all the people. All faithful Jews were obligated to pay these taxes. As Jesus watched, many rich people put in large sums. Their gifts resounded as the coins clanged into the metal boxes. There were, of course, no checks then, no paper money. They attracted as much attention as someone dropping a double handful of quarters into our offering plate. For them, appearances were everything. They gave for their own benefit more than for God's. Then a poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which were worth a penny. They were the smallest coins in the economy, light, thin, and cheap. They made little noise. But Jesus heard. Jesus heard. And he called his disciples to him and gave them their first temple talk. It had absolutely nothing to do with a budget for the church. It had absolutely everything to do with commitment to Christ. Truly I tell you, he says, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on. They all contributed out of their abundance. She made a commitment of all that she had. She understood that it was all God's to begin with. It was all God's to begin with. She understood that. By giving it to him, she acknowledged that ownership, that giver. Having acknowledged God's ownership, she knew God would bless her with what she truly needed in life. With what she truly needed. You see, when God had the widow's gift, God had the widow. Such is the difference between a contribution and a commitment. Because when all is said and done, when the bottom falls out of the economy, or when the top blows off and everyone is rolling in high numbers, the church will survive. The mission of Christ will be carried out. The kingdom of God will come into your life and mine, not through the contributions of the wealthy, but through the passion of the committed. Not through the sharing of our surplus, but through the commitment of our very selves. For it is in the commitment of Christ, Christ's commitment to us, commitment that in its passion puts his life on the line for us, giving everything he has, his whole living. In Christ, it is Christ's commitment to us to give everything when we offer ourselves, when we ourselves have nothing. When we ourselves have nothing, it's Christ's commitment to give us everything. To die for us while we were yet sinners. To come to us in holy baptism when we can't even name his name. And name us and claim us for his very own. Give us that identity and keep us in the sign of that same holy cross we bear on our brow when we are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as God's own forever. No matter what. It is the commitment we ourselves make in confirmation when we promise to live as Christ's own died for people. It's the commitment we make in our marriage when we promise to love each other as Christ loves the church. It's the commitment we make at the baptism of our children when we promise to be teachers and examples of righteousness for them. It is the kind of commitment to which Christ continually calls and recalls us. Commitment not just of time and talent and treasure, but commitment of self with a passion that becomes the power of God's kingdom breaking into our lives in this time and in this place. The person the entire New Testament holds up as a model of generosity is one who gave a mere 2 pennies. But she gave them with her whole heart. This widow's mite afflicts us in our comfortable willingness to give everything except our very selves. For it reminds us that this God who created us and redeemed us demands that we have no other gods, not even ourselves. But it also comforts us in our affliction when we feel that we have very little to offer. For the good news it proclaims is that God will take what we have and what we are when we give it to God, and will make of it and of us far more than we could ever imagine. Ever imagine. God will use the strength of our commitment, the power of our passion, the gift of ourself that we give Him in faith and trust to change things around us. When we give everything to God, God will take what we have and what we are and will make of it and of us far more than we could ever imagine. Amen.